Hi, this is Brian Scanlon, and you're listening to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here with Ari Goretzky, a researcher at ESET. Welcome, Ari.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
On this week's show, we're going to talk about phone scams. We often talk about electronics and computers and bring your own devices, mobile phones, all of those things. But it turns out that the old-fashioned telephone remains one of the best ways for malicious folks to scam somebody and steal your information and your credit card number. Ari, there seems to be some new tricks and things emerging. Can you describe how these scams are working?
I sure can. The first one actually kind of caught me by surprise. You know, as you said, a lot of the things that we look at are high-tech crimes using the newest devices, newest operating systems, and protecting against those. So it often takes us a moment when we see something as old-fashioned, for lack of a better term, as a phone scam, where someone tries to call you up and get some financial information out of you. Of course, we do see these and get reports of these mostly outside of the United States with fake support scams where people call claiming that there's a virus on your computer, there's calling from Microsoft, and they'll help remove it for $120 or euros or pounds. But in this case, what's going on here in the United States is people are getting called by a robo-dialer and being asked to take a political survey in exchange for spending 30 seconds of their time pressing some buttons on their phone to answer the questions, that they'll receive a free two-day cruise in the Bahamas. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think anyone would give me a free Bahamian cruise for a 30-second phone call conversation. So that's the first thing that set off my alarm, that plus the fact that this is an automated call, entirely automated. One of the things that the Federal Trade Commission insists on is that any telemarketers who do call you first introduce themselves with a person. So having this robo-dialer call you immediately and start talking to you, that's kind of a red herring right there. And then if that doesn't get your hackles up enough, just on that process there, the fact that you're immediately transferred after you finish the polling to a cruise specialist to help you book the travel should be indicative that you've been scammed. So this is something that folks should watch out for.
Well, Ari, I mean, the FTC has a do not call provision, and there's been some legislation and lots of things to actually prevent this from happening. Why is it still happening, and how are they doing it?
That's an excellent question. As you pointed out, the Federal Trade Commission doesn't allow unsolicited telemarketing calls unless they're introduced by a person first. And they also offer the do not call registry for anyone to sign up with their phone numbers. That's good for residential phone numbers only, though, and not for business. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't use it. You should make use of it. That's donotcall.gov to sign up your phone numbers. But the do not call provisions have exemptions for three specific kinds of phone calls. The first is calls of a political nature. Yeah, go figure. The FTC is not going to bite the hand that feeds them. The second is for nonprofits. So if a charity wants to call looking for donations, they allow that. The third is for legitimate telephone surveyors. And I think that what's going on here is the criminals behind this scam have decided to masquerade as legitimate telephone surveyors by asking the five political questions before transferring you to their call center, where they trick you into giving you the credit card number.
Ari, one of the pieces of advice that we routinely give is that, you know, generally anyone who's calling you claiming to be somebody is generally not a good idea to kind of just randomly offer up information. There are some things you should do if you actually think it's legitimate, if it really is your bank calling or it really is that that large hotel chain that you just spent a vacation with that is trying to pull you. What should people do if they do get a call like this?
Well, there's a couple of things you can do. You can just hang up on them, in which case they're not going to get any further, and they'll probably go on to the next victim. They're looking to make a quick buck, so they're not going to stay on the phone with you. And the other thing you can do is tell them you'll call them back later and ask them for their contact information, name, organization, return phone number, and so forth. Then go ahead and look up the correct information for the organization on the internet. Go to the website and check to see if that phone number matches. If it does, give them a call back at that number. If it doesn't, give the legitimate organization a call and let them know about the scammer and share the information that you collected, when they called you, what number they gave, name of the company, whether they said they were part of it or working for a subsidiary organization. And also, if you could possibly provide them with the date and time and phone number that appeared on your caller ID, I'm sure that would be helpful too. And you can also look at reporting these things to the Federal Trade Commission as well through the donotcall.gov website.
Okay, well, election season is here, as is summer travel, so be careful out there. Watch those calls that are coming in. There's going to be a blog up on this shortly that'll go into some detail, so be sure to visit ESET.com and the threat blog that's there that goes into these things in great detail. This is Brian Scanlon. Thanks for joining us.